You recognise this song? It's New Order's Blue Monday. Apart from the name, it's got nothing to do with the so-called Blue Monday movement. I chose it because it makes me happy to hear it. We've been told to think that today, the third Monday in January, is the most depressing day of the year. Christmas is over and we're now up to our necks in debt. We've already broken most of our New Year's resolutions. We're back at work, yada, yada, yada. The story went that Blue Monday was an equation figured out by a Welsh psychologist. In reality, it was a PR gimmick dreamt up in 2005 to encourage holiday bookings. But for people like Angie Ingram from the ACT's Mental Health Foundation, the origin isn't an issue.
No, it doesn't really matter at all whether it was a psychologist or whether it was a travel company. I think the idea is that people do have Blue Mondays, and when it is, it doesn't really matter. So from the Mental Health Foundation's perspective, we decided to take that concept, flip it on its head, and see what positive outcomes we could get from it, hence the Wall of Happiness.
Angie and her colleague Lynn have stuck up bits of coloured cardboard divided into sections, and they're encouraging passers-by at this community hub to fill in the bricks.
I'd like to write on our Wall of Happiness. What makes you happy?
What makes me happy?
Yes.
Oh, that has to be loving family.
Why did you pick that?
Because I have such a lovely family, two beautiful daughters, a lovely wife, and some great grandchildren too, so it's all very good.
I think it's great. We noticed it when we came in.
And what are you going to write?
Health. Health and happiness. Where will I write that? Does it matter?
Gym work makes me better because I do suffer from depression.
And how does gym work help you?
Endorphins.
And you've just come from the gym?
Yeah, so I'm going to wait for the next 20 minutes and they'll hit me. Make the rest of the day good. I can mow the lawn now. That's why I do it.
What did you write?
My friends. I met some of my best friends just a few years ago and I've been happiest ever since. Opened up my world quite a lot. Just owe all my happiness to them, really.
Nice. Have we got an opportunity for you? Yeah. Would you like to write on our Wall of Happiness of what you think makes you happy?
Come and have a look.
Happy?
Yeah, look.
Holidays.
Holidays?
Family holidays.
They've written anything from family, friends. I see a lot of belonging-type themes in there, like belonging to my book group, being fit, doing what I want, food, life, hugs, snow, a big smile. And some people have even represented their themes of happiness by drawing, and one in particular in the corner there is a little rainbow, which is always a shower of light, and the first value of Mental Health Foundation is actually hope, so I see that as hope.
And the people stopping to write on the Wall of Happiness are not leaving empty-handed.
I'm giving them a bit of information about the Mental Health Foundation and what's led into Blue Monday for us here or to our wall. And I'm also giving them just little slips with happiness sayings on. And on the back too, there's six sunflower seeds. But this particular one reads, happiness is something that comes into our lives through doors we don't even remember leaving open. Which I think is beautiful.
Will you plant the sunflower seeds?
We might send them to our daughter who's been in hospital all last week. And it's not very
she
well.
She might plant them on her balcony.
Yep.
So, happy Blue Monday. I'm off to listen to more New Order.